Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. War crimes and crosshairs. This is the environment some Christians call normal in one Asian country. And tomorrow marks an important holiday for one monotheistic religion. We'll have the details and help you find your place in these stories today on Mission Network News. A new Amnesty International report accuses Myanmar's government of war crimes and calls upon the international community to act. Open Doors USA President David Curry.
For the last few years, the Myanmar government has been lashing out at minority groups or groups that challenge its power.
Myanmar's army denies the allegations, but Amnesty has documented violent attacks targeting civilians in Rakhine State. It reports suffering at the hands of ethnic militia, too. Conflict between the military and various armed ethnic groups is an ongoing status quo in Myanmar. Entire communities are caught in the middle, and in some cases, believers become the target.
We have 100,000 Christians in Myanmar who are pushed out of their houses, that are living in camps, deprived of access to food and health care, and that's because of their Christian faith. They're facing massive persecution in Myanmar, and nobody's talking about it.
Visit missionnews.org to support Myanmar Christians and share this story on social media to help spread the word.
Clearly, the Myanmar government wants to come against any group that's going to challenge them or is seen as a threat to the society. And Christians are that very large group that they have persecuted.
Sometimes it takes a crisis to wake the church up to loving others. For Lebanon, that crisis was the Syrian War. Now for most churches in Lebanon, living out their faith is less about keeping to themselves and more about serving and loving others. President of Arab Baptist Theological Seminary, Eli Haddad.
The kingdom mindset is, no, we want to invite people to have a relationship with God. Doesn't matter if they come to my church or if they stay in their own church and be light within that church so that they help other people draw closer to God.
This kingdom mindset pushes churches to reach out and meet the physical and spiritual needs of the strangers in their country. Through this selfless act of love, they'll also reveal the person of Jesus.
I'm sure we have a long way to go as a church in Lebanon, but having that kingdom mindset in front of our churches is extremely important. This is the missional mindset that we've been working on for a long time at ABTS as well. It's not about how many chairs we fill in our building on Sunday morning. It's how many people we release for ministry.
Please take time to pray for the church in Lebanon. Ask God to equip it for the work before them. Pray also for this church's encouragement and perseverance in the face of hardship. And tomorrow is the last day of Ramadan, a month of daytime fasting as Muslims seek Allah's favor. Eid al-Fitr, a holiday marking the end of Ramadan, begins tonight. Muslims celebrate with food and prayer. We've asked you to pray during Ramadan for Muslim men and women to find spiritual truth in the God of the Bible. As the Islamic holy month ends with fervent prayers to Allah, Frontiers USA's Perry LaHaye says Christians can pray for Muslims to encounter Jesus.
God calls us to pray, and He moves through our prayers. As believers all across the world focus prayers during this time, He hears our prayers, and He reveals Himself to Muslims, and He answers our prayers.
Pray also for Christians in Muslim communities. Miriam is a believer from a Muslim background who was discipled by a Frontiers worker named Hakim. One day, Miriam's uncle died, and as her relatives mourned, she prayed for him. Then miraculously, her uncle came back to life. Hakim joined Miriam and her family and heard what had happened.
Hakim stands up in the middle of all these relatives and he says, "It is by the power of Jesus Christ that this man was healed." And he had their attention. And then he just shared the gospel with them. And 10 of the family members put their faith in Jesus.
Learn more about what God is doing through Frontiers USA in the Muslim world at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.